The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, here with you on this Tuesday, 22nd day of October, 2019. World Series is being played in Houston, the Astros against the Nationals. Why are they still playing baseball in the third week of October? It's October. Yeah, I know it's October. That's the point of it. Why the heck are they still playing baseball in October, Mike? It's the World Series in October. Yeah, every year. You know, up north, you sit there in snow-covered bleachers or seats when the baseball season starts, and you're doing the same thing if your team goes into any playoff mode. It's 162 or 63 games? Why does it take more than 6 months to do this? Now, baseball is not exactly a fast-moving game. It is not a quick-moving game. But do you think they could shave maybe a week or two off of that? Maybe you only get sleet in the spring and maybe not snow in the fall. They don't have to worry about that down here in Houston. Because aren't they in a dome as well? Houston Astros are no longer in the Astrodome? Oh, no. Did I miss something? It's got a roof. All right, then. Well, it's the same. Okay. They're not in the Astrodome anymore, but they're in a stadium with a roof on it. You could play the World Series down here in Texas in the middle of February. And it still would be warmer than it would be up north in the spring. I just don't get it. All these years, I've wondered this. Baseball, as I said, is not a fast-moving game. It goes on and on and on. And I'm wondering if there were less games to play that, you know, you don't always see this, the baseball players out there, you know, wanting that hit or wanting to get on base, you know, with urgency. No, it's like slow motion. I don't know. Anyhow, World Series tonight, folks, Astros and the Nationals. And they didn't win, what was it, year before? The Astros, Mike, won. And they wouldn't have done that without Verlander coming down from the Detroit Tigers. Verlander, he was made an offer, and he says, I'm getting out of town. You want to win any kind of championship in Detroit, in Michigan, You're going to have to do it in some kind of fantasy game. I'm sorry. But at any rate, you know, just the little things that take a little pleasure in, take a little leisure at, and, you know, whatever. I'm surprised everybody's got to be a winner. I'm surprised there's not 20 teams playing in the World Series. You know, there's no such thing as losers. Folks, I wished you could see this video. But I'll give you the descriptive. I think this is COCKE. Would that be Cook or Cock County? COCKE. Cookie County? No, it can't be Cookie. Anyhow, it's in Tennessee. And this guy gets arrested. And I watched a video, and he's not being a rude. It's hard to be polite when you got some big old fat thug, you know, jerking you around with handcuffs on. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It makes you angry, for sure. But this guy, they cuffed him on the inside of this building, and then the guy went to go for his wallet, and he just simply says, "Don't touch my wallet." Well, that's all the guy had to say. He wasn't resisting. He wasn't being extremely combative to the big fat cop, and really, in this instance, never like calling cops pigs, folks. I'm sorry. There are good cops and bad cops, and yes, there are some oinkoinks out there in uniform, just as some pigs can wear lipstick and they call themselves women. At any rate, this guy said, "No, don't touch my wallet." So what does this bulbous pile of funk do? As the guy said yesterday, a ball of pus. God. Oh, man. A Tennessee man is filing a lawsuit after police body camera, and this came off of their own body cameras, folks. I mean, how dumb do you got to be to stand there witnessing this, okay? This is a cop's body cam. The camera is on the cop, okay? The cop is there to witness it along with the camera. And how stupid do you have to be, if you don't want to get caught doing things like this, to leave your body camera on? Well, the cop finally put his hand over the lens of the camera after he realized Mr. Fat Guy threw the guy on the floor and injured him pretty good. And I mean good. Anyhow, the Tennessee man is filing a lawsuit after police body camera footage recorded his brutal assault, which left him severely injured. What's more, until the body camera footage was discovered, the official police version of the events claimed that the man deserved it. Whoa. Okay, so we really have become judge, jury, and executioner. And of course, this was a complete fabrication because, guess what? It's on camera. Local media obtained the body camera footage this week showing Jerry Miller being booked into Cook County Jail. According to police, Miller was arrested for pulling the phone cord out of the wall when his girlfriend was dialing 911 during a verbal altercation. He was charged with interfering with a 911 call. It was probably his phone. Okay. Wait a minute. I didn't give you permission to use that phone. That's a theft of service. I would have countered, but I'm just being facetious here. Police and Miller's girlfriend both admitted that at no time did Miller get violent, and he wasn't. The video showed when Miller was being booked into jail, he is entirely compliant. When it came time to take his mugshot, however, he began to verbally protest. And if you see the video, and I highly suggest you do and pass it on, never once did he physically resist. As he's led to the wall to take the photo, Miller utters an obscenity and says, "You ain't getting my picture." At this point, the cop, who appears to weigh at least 300 pounds, and that's being kind, and I know the cameras put at least 20 pounds or 30 pounds on somebody. No. This guy probably went every bit of 350. He comes out and begins manhandling this guy. And now the entire ordeal is being, as I said, recorded by the original arresting officer's body camera. When this massive load of hutta tries to take Miller's wallet out of his pocket, Miller verbally protests once more, saying, "You don't get my wallet." The correctional officer responds, "Yeah, I got your wallet." "No, you don't." Miller says, as this massive churning urn of burning funk here grabs the elderly handcuffed man by the neck. He then slams Miller so hard onto the concrete, it makes a loud thud. Miller cries out in agony as the massive officer tells him, "I'll get your effing wallet. You don't stop me from doing S capital with a hit." Yeah. As in a just world, folks, I would have been making bacon out of this guy. As Miller groans in agony on the ground, the officer says, "You're going to keep being bad, or are you going to roll with the handcuffs on?" Miller replies, "I'll roll with them." "When I'm going through your stuff, you don't try to stop me," the officer says. At this point, the arresting officer, whose body camera was recording, covers up the camera in an apparent move to stop recording and any future abuse. The video is then cut off. Now, after Miller was finally brought to the hospital, the officers involved in the incident filed their report claiming their force was entirely necessary. Let me stop and digress here for a second, because here's the problem. The police used to want your obedience and your respect. The way they got the obedience is through that respect. Okay? Now, contrary to what some people might believe, not every cop on every day is out there arresting baby rapers and father rapers and murderers. And sometimes their attitude and their presentation, you couldn't tell the difference if they're on a murder run here or, you know, the next door neighbor kid stole and sold your son's bicycle. You know, you sometimes wouldn't know the difference. So their whole thing is, you must submit. This is the big deal now. It's submission. You're going to follow my orders and you're going to submit. Otherwise, we're going to take action, compliance action against you. This is what they call it, compliance. Now, we've seen your compliance actions, haven't we? It used to be a baton, but remember the cops of old wouldn't whip out a baton unless they absolutely positively had to. You know, for a cop to pull out a hunk of wood and start beating somebody with it, you know, folks, you don't get to do that. If you and somebody else has an altercation and you got a piece of wood and they don't, and you're wailing on this guy, guess what? Court doesn't rule in your favor. They call that assault. I've seen people charged with short of murder. Give it a name. Give it a category. But my point here is that these guys demand attention and respect, but they don't show any toward. And if they start thinking as them as their clientele, okay, in a commercial business, it might be a little bit different, but it isn't. These guys have this attitude that I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to and then turn around and lie about it and see if I can get away with it. It's like being in New Jersey. Everything's legal until you get caught. So according to the lawsuit, the county originally claimed that Miller resisted and force was used to restrain and control him. And that force was reasonable and appropriate. Well, according to 10 News, after the arresting officer's body camera footage was discovered, an attorney representing Cook County emailed Miller's attorney claiming that the video shows Cook County correctional officer throwing Miller to the floor, even though Mr. Miller appears to only be verbally resisting the officer's instructions. I know it's a tough life being a jailer, isn't it? In his lawsuit, Miller is asking for $5 million plus additional damage. Well, you know, do insurance companies pay out of this, Mike, or do they go into the city coffers to pay that out? If the citizenry loses revenue or money due to some clown like this, Mr. Billy Badbutt, or does your insurance company pay for it? I don't know. But part of the condition, if I was filing this lawsuit, I would demand that the officer be fired and never, and put a big I don't know. What you put in people's files, it's an absolute do not hire. But I would, in my lawsuit, strenuously push the point that this cop, you know, we're not even talking about the streets here. We're talking about, they call them correctional officers. Well, I guess he tried to correct Mr. Miller's attitude, and it didn't quite pay off. Free Thought Project, folks. Bookmark that website, and I'll tell you the reason I'm telling you this. Most people think that abuse by cops, well, yeah, it's a cross-section of humanity, and you're going to have some bad apples. It's people that don't want to look at it or have never experienced it themselves. But if you go to the Free Thought Project, you're going to be astounded, because every single day they got report after report after report, multiple reports of scumbags wearing uniforms and badges thinking they can do whatever the hell they want to do. Now, I know it's beyond the capacity for most cops nowadays because of their IQ, and it's not your fault. You know, you should have been a garbage man or a greeter at Walmart because of your low IQs. But that was part of the hiring process. They don't want thinking people out there. They certainly don't want people with heart and compassion, okay? And they don't want the cop that when he takes his oath and he gets his service weapon and he gets it, dons it, and he gets it all on and looking real spiffy. There are cops that I've talked to that had the thought, I hope I never have to pull this weapon out to use it. Because, you know, when the cops start pulling the guns, what they're going to do with them, they're going to start pulling the trigger and flesh is going to fly. Freethoughtproject.com. Go check it out. Did you find an answer on that one? It's a scholarly debate. You ask a simple question, the answer is bigger than the question. No, that's okay. I don't have time to study. It may or may not be coming out of a fund. Well, what would you call that fund for? The general fund? The general fund for the asshats that wear badges? Yeah. Well, Chick-fil-A is back in the news, but not in this country. Only over in Jolly Old. Shopping center caves to the left refuses to renew Chick-fil-A's lease over donations to Christian groups. Now, here's the reasoning for dumping them. It's because, well, it's no secret in this country that the folks, the fine family that owns Chick-fil-A, they're Christian people. They got Christian values. That's why you can't go to a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday to go get a chicken sandwich. They're closed. And, of course, we had the gay and lesbians over here in this country protesting lousy chicken sandwiches because they didn't like Chick-fil-A because of who and what they were. You know, the antithesis of what they are, pretty much. But over in Jolly Old, the gluttonous monster that is progressive outrage culture feasted once again this week on its favorite American fast food chain. That's right. According to the BBC, the first Chick-fil-A restaurant located in the United Kingdom will be forced out of the Oracle Shopping Center in Reading, England. Oracle? That sounds kind of spooky. The Reading Chick-fil-A, which opened last week, was immediately subject to boycott threats and protests from the LGBT. Now, what happened to all the people that... Where's the rest of the acronym there? They better come up to speed. It's only the LGBT over in England? They forgot the freaks and the snowflakes and people that have an Audi but they want it in any? I don't know. At any rate, we'll take this break, come back. We'll also take your calls today at 800-724-2719. They came and took it all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, a little more than a week after its grand opening, Oracle released a statement announcing the shopping center's intent to do the right thing and deny Chick-fil-A. This is the right thing in England, folks. Caving into a bunch of confused sexually... let me just stop there. To do the right thing and deny Chick-fil-A a lease renewal opportunity at the end of its sixth, and they were on their six-month pilot period. And from all accounts, they ran a clean business. Customers were happy. It was pretty busy, and it stayed that way. By the way, the UK Chick-fil-A too close in LGBT rights role. I guess they have, they're building commercial monuments to the gays over in England. Aren't you proud? Aren't you proud? Yeah. We have always looked to introduce new concepts for our customers. However, we've decided on this occasion that the right thing to do is to only allow Chick-fil-A to trade with us for the initial six-month pilot period. And not to extend the lease any further. That's what the owners of the mall said. And for what horrible atrocity against the LGBT community will the prominent family-owned chain be denied its ability to do business in the shopping center? Well, Chick-fil-A is owned by, of all people, a group of devout Christians who have committed the unforgivable crime of supporting traditional marriage. Oh, the horror, folks. Oh, the stain on humanity. What can be worse than that? Well, the bigoted individuals at the top have also found it in their hearts to give millions of dollars in company profits to other Christian organizations that have pledged public support for traditional marriage. Ah, man. Of course, according to the Washington Examiner, these organizations are charities like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. Charities dedicated to providing clothing to low-income families or supporting healthy, well-rounded lifestyles for children around the world. And, of course, the LGBT foo-foos would disagree with that. For them, having two mummies or two daddies or hermaphrodite, I guess, as a single parent would be okay, because then you get both, kind of. But in this day and age, the content of your character and the goodness of your deeds need not apply. Civility, unity, tolerance have been sacrificed by the new left in favor of the ideologically totalitarian progressivism. Well, there's three magic words that go together quite nicely. Ideologically totalitarian progressivism. Ugh, the horror of it all. It's no longer possible to disagree with somebody's belief, but respect them as a person and support their right to speak, or at least exist. Does anybody notice what's going on here? I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on somebody else's face. You can see that one better. Traditional stuff, out the window. They've got a right. A right to what? Chuck out hundreds and thousands of years of traditional family. And I hate using the term family values because that thing has been tweaked beyond belief. But a normal mommy and daddy marriage. You know, where your daddy's really a male and the woman is really a female. As I'm always fond of saying, where men were men and women were women and cars were cars. By the way, I was thinking about this earlier today. Several months ago, I mentioned the fact that these new cars that you see all over the road, oh, they're making them lighter so they get better gas mileage. But somebody forgot to tell you, they're rollover prone. And I'm not talking you need a high-seated Jeep or an SUV with big balloon tires on it or whatever. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking anything from a pickup truck on down to whatever. Just a regular passenger car. They're so damn light, it doesn't take much to knock these things over and roll over. Well, Mr. Levin, out of the Jewish attorney out of New York, actually did this on a show of his, talking about, you know, you're sacrificing people for the weight of a vehicle for better gas mileage. Haven't you ever wondered? Now, you've gotten one of these new cars where the only purpose for that sheet metal on that car is just to give the paint something to stick to. You know, it's not for strength or integrity of the car. It just keeps the water off the little moving parts in there. You look at these new cars and you've got a dent. You breathe on it too heavy. You lean up against it, you'll have a crease. Please don't sit on the hood because you're going to have the butt cheek marks up there. But Mark Levin did that one day and talked about it, and I hate to admit it, but he was absolutely right. The stuff that they're putting on the road, years ago they started engineering them. They called them crumple zones. They figured the best way to keep the occupants safe is in a traffic accident that the damn thing crumple up to the size of a bread box. But don't worry, we got airbags in there to protect you. On the diminishing space, because the thing is crumpling like a piece of tinfoil. At any rate, Tom, I'll take your call right after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm not going deaf. The bump music is too damn low, especially for Jerry Rafferty, okay? All right. Well, next break. Break's over. Just that one track. Can you adjust the volume? Okay, cool. Thank you. And I'm not trying to give a bad name to garbage men. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Thanks for letting me in, John. Try some green jelly for bumper. But I wanted to take offense at your comparing the IQ of a policeman to a garbage man.
Well, I don't.
Now, it seems to me.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I made that direct, but okay. I get your point.
It seems to me the description of that pig could not work a garbage truck whatsoever. And by the way, there's a gentleman named Wayne Huizinga. Started waste management. So it takes more than a pig's IQ to work on a garbage truck.
Well, you know, I have never thought of garbage men as being lesser in the station of life. I mean, could you imagine trying to get rid of your own garbage? That'd be a real hassle for people. And generally speaking, people I've met tending the garbage pickup vehicles are polite and nice people.
And hard work and sweat, yeah, wind, rain. Yeah, I mean,
you have to
they take a beating.
I mean, sometimes I take out my own garbage and I can't stand the smell of it. Imagine that stuff sitting in a trash can baking under the Texas sun for a week.
Ugh.
Well, that officer you described seems to want to sit in an air-conditioned car. Of course, he probably couldn't get in and out of it by the description. But he just wanted to sit in an air-conditioned car, hop out every now and then, kick people's butt and take their stuff and hop back in his air-conditioned car.
Well, actually, Mark, he was a corrections guy. He wasn't a beat officer. He wasn't assigned to the streets. This wonderful individual, I guess because of his size, they made him corrections officer. So
he would sit in an air-conditioned room and come out of that air-conditioned room every now and then and kick people's butt and take their stuff.
Yeah, and then claim that it was absolutely necessary to bring order to the situation. And if you haven't seen the video, go to our website and take a look at this. I mean, he takes this guy from vertical to horizontal on floor in a split second, and he hits so hard, this guy doesn't move once he hits the ground. That's it. He doesn't move. The cop busted 9 of his ribs and gave him a concussion. So you can pretty much imagine how hard Mr. Cop of the Year threw this guy on the ground, claiming he and his partner, the guy that made the arrest, the street officer, both claiming, oh, yeah, I was there, I witnessed it, and yeah, it was necessary to bring order to the situation.
Because words are painful. Was he a Texas officer?
No, this was in Tennessee. Cook County, I think. Yeah, Tennessee.
Tennessee's got a lot going. Chattanooga, there's a gentleman attacking Chattanooga for their corruption. They're doing, like Texas, cavity searches on the side of the road. It's amazing. It's just beyond amazing what these officers are doing.
And you just brought to mind, last week I posted a story down here in Texas. I forget the basis for the arrest, but they had this woman alongside the roadside. There were two other male officers. The female officer is doing cavity search on the female detainee. And to the point in front of these officers, and they weren't turning their heads. I mean, we're talking in front of God and all his people in public. Two guys standing there gawking what was going on. And the female officer removed the woman's tampon and held it up. Now, in what world, in what universe, under what set of rules, is any of this normal?
Is any of this permissible whatsoever? And it's amazing, just like Hillary's not in jail and all the other liars and thieves, if they're not going to jail, why would these guys go to jail? It's just mind-baffling, and it's sickening.
Well, Mark, these are not isolated incidences. This is, by and large, the attitude of the cops, any town, USA, that they will and can do anything that they can to subdue their subject, get their compliance. I mean, down here, we taser old ladies. You've seen that video. It's been on YouTube. I think it's got a couple of million views by now. Down here in Texas, a cop is arguing with a lady, and she's claiming, well, look, I didn't do that. You're wrong. And the cop's got her in back of her vehicle. The cop decides, and Mr. Portley, here was a guy that was 50, 60 pounds overweight. It seems like the fatter they are, the worse judgment they seem to have. But he pulls out his taser and is tasering an old grandmother. She was in her 80s. Now, under what, and again, in what universe, is an 80-something-year-old grandmother a threat to a police officer? What was later discovered? Well, the cop was just trying to gain the woman's compliance. Oh, brother. Oh, man.
Under where is the rule that any man has to comply with a robber, rapist, and pillager? And it's the American, it's the Bar Association. The Bar has allowed these psychopaths to perform their tricks. And it's the Bar Association. The judges and the lawyers is what we've got to take out.
Well,
we are the ones allowing and telling these cops to do this stuff.
You know, I'm waiting for the case, and you know it's coming one day soon, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. But a ordinary citizen with the ability to carry is going to be witnessing a cop doing some evil things, and I'm afraid that a citizen is going to have to take control of the situation, maybe and up to killing a cop to keep him from killing others. Now, I don't want to see this, but there is no restraint. Everybody's looking the other way on this deal. You know, the blacks have been complaining that, oh, well, it's because of a white officer. They never say anything if they run across a black thug that's, you know, whatever. It doesn't. It's always whitey that's doing it. But
I've been accosted by a black officer in Chattanooga myself. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Well, that's not that, Mark. That wasn't the point. The point was a black being abused by a black, not the other way around. But my point was. That I understand all these issues out there of white cops dealing with black arrestees. Is there some racism in there? Yeah, there may be. But then again, it may be not. What I object to, and I'm going at this thing colorblind, because I don't care if it's a white cop, I don't care if it's a black cop, I don't care if it's an arrestee that's white, black, Asian, purple, or green. I don't care. There used to be some sort of standard on how you deal with people. If they're a bad guy, if they broke a law, you arrest them, you take them to jail, you put them in the can, they go up in front of a judge, a bond hearing is set, and that is the due process. Or at least that's what we've been afforded. But the problem here is that there is no restraint on these cops. There is not anybody standing there on that line saying, you cross this one, there's going to be hell to pay. You'll lose your job. You might get personally sued. We know the department's going to be sued. And depends on how egregious they offended the, you know, up to and including death. You know, this is, I've been warning people about this for a number of years, that these guys have force continuum. There's a gradient of from 1 to 5. 5 being you unholster your service weapon, turn the subject's matter, brain matter into human confetti. The power to terminate a life on the streets of America. That carries a heavy burden. And I, for one, would not relish that as being part of my job description. But again, are these cops burned out? Are they just tired? I mean, if you want to just deal with criminals all day, why don't you just get yourself arrested and thrown into prison? That's supposedly all they got in jail are prisoners, other criminals. But these are guys that are running around claiming they're heroes, they wear badges, and we do no wrong. And shut up and don't talk about it because we're right and you're wrong, and we'll even lie about it. Mark, I thank you for your call. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Get this. Now let me get this straight. The cop beats the crap out of you to gain compliance, correct?
Yeah.
But yet, if you smack your kid or grandkid on the behind when he acts like a little terror, they lock you up, take away your kid, CPS, sexually abuse him, and sell him into the sex slave trade. Is this picture a little, something wrong with this picture, don't you think?
I know you don't know a whole lot about football, Mike, but who was the running back for the Minnesota Vikings that they arrested on child abuse because he pulled a switch off of a tree and I guess whooped the tar out of his boy? And evidently one of the little swipes brought a welt and a little bit of blood. Adrian Peterson, which by the way is still playing football. they took this guy to the woodshed, so to speak. Now, I don't know about you, Chance. I don't know about you. But when I was a kid, and I'll never forget Chucky Paik, that was the guy's name. He was wonderful with a carving knife. He got a hold of this dense piece of oak and carved this wonderful wooden paddle for my mother. And just to make sure that it had the desired effect, he drilled holes in the thing, these quarter-size holes, just to, you know, for a little extra weldiness. Now, we had to grab the back of the high-back kitchen chairs, and my mother would warn us, you put your hands back there, you're going to get a broke finger, so don't even. And I can remember two or three cracks with that paddle. I didn't sit down for a couple of hours.
Yeah, we all got spanked, but we weren't abused. We got spanked when we needed it.
Well, and the point I'm, yeah, go ahead.
The point I'm making is it seems to be okay for certain people to beat the living crap out of somebody and get away with it. And yet when we're trying to teach our children, our grandchildren, morals by a little bit of smack on the bottom, they put us through a living hell.
It's child abuse.
I mean...
But see,
yeah, child abuse.
But see, they don't. See, here's the problem, Chance. They're picking and choosing what they believe to be child abuse. And to my knowledge, I was the first talk show host to call this indoctrination program going on in our public schools as being what? Child abuse.
Well, there was always child abuse, but I'm sure you, just like me, we got spanked when we needed it. We were not abused, you know? But nowadays, everything's child abuse.
Yeah.
But getting back to the cop, what bothers me is there seems to be double standards in every damn thing in society nowadays. I brought a point to somebody. I think it was Keith Rogers' show. They could send you off the war to kill somebody as long as you kill who they tell you to kill.
Right.
But if somebody breaks in your damn house in the wee hours of the morning and you blow his brains out, you'll be tied up in court until you're ready for the nursing home. I mean, everything is just ass backwards nowadays. And I don't know how people keep putting up with this crap.
Well, it's I'm wondering the same thing. It's been on a slow rolling boil on the back burner, but wait till the heat gets turned up. There's no putting a lid on this puppy anymore. When it goes...
You know, I hate to say it, but maybe that's the best thing that could happen at this point. Well, if everybody's not going to get off their tough.
Chance, look, can anybody explain to me a process in which we can return this republic to the Constitution, throw the lion scallywag, lawyer-backed idiots out? Can we once again have peace and civility in a culture? This is not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I hate to say this, John, I really do, but you know what? I think more people need to experience these injustices. I really do, because if they could come back and watch all these videos of innocent and old ladies, my God, 80-year-old lady, there's no reason under the sun to tase an old lady. People are so cold and so emotionless, where they can watch this and not get angry, they scare me more than the cops who beat the crap out of people, I'll be honest with you.
You know, I would have been going to jail if I witnessed a cop tasering an old lady. I would have, because I would have disarmed that character. I would have taken his taser, his baton, his gun. I would have taken everything. I would have had the guy cuffed. I would have cuffed him around a damn light post. And maybe for an extra kick, strip him bare and naked to let his partners come and pick him up. Now, let's leave the last part off. I wouldn't humiliate anybody to that point. But I would have intervened, and I would have went to jail. Who knows? I might have gotten tasered. Who knows? I might have a hidden heart problem. People are getting tased, and, well, they're not waking up again. You know, a device... This is what they use to move cattle around in oh, God. I just, there's nothing here to stop these guys. Law enforcement and firemen and soldiers killing people that don't deserve to be killed, they're all heroes, all of them. Well, they've thrown out the definition of what is a hero to me. Thank you for your call, Chance. Dr. Kelly in Northern California, are we toasty yet? Are there any fires near you?
Not yet, because my grandma told me if you see smoke, honey, jump in the lake, and it's close enough for me to do that. I do have a good...
So you would, Dr. Kelly, you wouldn't get upset if I told you to go jump in the lake?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, grandma did it, and, you know, I know that was with love in her heart.
As I never protested, well, I never thought, well, I protested, but I never thought my mother hated me when she brought out the thing, the paddle. I knew she loved me, and what she was doing, it actually hurt her more than it did me. Let me take this break, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443 is the phone-in number. This is the National Intel Report, folks, and I am your host. And I've been hosting this show for 27 years. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that passion.
Sorry, we were helping to solve the woes of the world during that last commercial break. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a little snippet of justice from the AP Newswire here in California. In Kern County, that's K-E-R-N.
I know it well.
And in the city or town of Rosamond, there was a 21-year-old female who was offered a ride home, use that loosely, by a deputy, Michael Clark. C-L-A-R-K. He was arrested, and the allegations are these four counts. Number one, kidnapping. Number two, false imprisonment. Number three, sexual battery. And number four, assault under color of authority.
That's pretty much the entire book.
Yeah, so if, you know, if the Northern California County deputies, peace officers, would, you know, step up to the plate, then maybe we would have a lot more fresh, hot justice served up here. And then I covered the affidavit for the arrest warrant for the one Scott Ralph Peterson in Florida. And it's people like Scott Ralph Peterson that give Florida the reputation that it appears to be a castrated male member.
What?
For lack of another explanation.
wait a minute. I'm not following you.
Okay. The geographic picture of Florida.
Yeah.
The shape and size.
Oh, gosh.
Appears to be a castrated male member, if I use my imagination. And
okay.
No, right. No apologies. It's
yeah,
family
show. I that thought's never crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, because great minds do think alike, and I'm glad that you don't think the way that I do sometimes. But, I also got an update. There are going to be 15 counties with a power outage by, Pacific Graft and extortion.
Yeah.
And the interesting part is that the maximum sustained winds will only gust to 10 miles an hour.
Well, okay, well, they told people, PG&E told them that, look, we're going to have various outages, but it's not going to last more than 48 hours. Now, yesterday, when they made that announcement, there were no winds out there. So are you saying today that it was 10-mile-an-hour gust, and that's it, and they're still shutting everybody's power off?
That is correct, and the National Weather Service reports a dropping barometric pressure in the Sacramento area, and so I'm going to pray for snow and rain, and this will give another black eye and another fat lip to the Gavin Newsom, Nervous Nancy's nephew.
Is that actually Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
Oh, I wouldn't have believed it unless I got, verification, but yes, that is correct.
Now that, I did not know. Okay, that makes up for the Florida thing.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Right on.
See ya. You know, in all of my years. Maybe that's just a woman's point of view. I don't know. But I don't know, with as many homosexual men around, maybe that thought has crossed their mind as well. I don't know. At any rate, onward and upward, into the next hour, we'll put this one quietly behind us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.